I am 38. I've been working at Georgia for 24 years, ever since I was 14 when I graduated from grammar school. It was during the war I went to work there, and I've been working there almost every year, except for a year or two that I didn't work there. And so just because I didn't think the way they wanted me to, and they keep putting in petitions and telling the people they better sign or they're going to be laid off. And I said I wouldn't sign. So petitions that they didn't want, that people were not interested in the union. And so they ran that petition through there and intimidating them, making them sign. A lot of those women don't even know how to read or write. They don't understand. Some of them can hardly write their names. And they were told them that if they didn't sign, they was going to be fired. Then I'm fired, and so is my husband fired. My husband was also fired. My husband was fired on Friday the 13th, lucky day.
Yeah, and there'll probably be other firings too. Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Well, I think there's a lot of things that can be said, but I think basically they were excluded in 1935 from the National Labor Relations Act. This is that, as far as you know, the piece of legislation that gave the workers the legal right to organize. But during all this time, you know, we were excluded, and the arguments are that we were excluded, and it's very interesting. The arguments have always been that we were excluded because agriculture is somehow different. The high peaks of employment, the perishability of the crops, and so forth. Yeah. But if we really examine it, you know, we're very sure that we were excluded primarily because the majority of the farm worker in America is a minority group. And so we didn't touch the hearts, you know, as fast and as soon as if we had all been Anglos, then it would have been a different thing. Then it would have been a different story.
We should be organized. Because if we don't, things like this had happened today, can happen all the time, and there's no way that anybody can do anything because if you're not organized, if you don't have a voice, like a child, a lone child, he'd go to school and everybody would pick on him because they know he doesn't have nobody to fight for him, and he's got a lot of little brothers. They won't be likely to pick on him so much because they know that there's somebody fighting for him, helping him out.
Well, it's their fight. And it's not anybody else's fight, and they recognize this and realize it, and they did very early. In fact, if it hadn't been for them, we wouldn't be on striking. If it hadn't been for the people wanting the strike. And so it's what is commonly known as a bread and butter strike. In other words, we're not for a nickel more to add to the pension fund at this point. You know, we're not fighting for a wage increase. You know, we're fighting for recognition, which is the real guts of it. And so it doesn't matter now how much money they're offered. They wouldn't go back because what they want is a union before they go back.